really pleased today to be joined by Taho Wehongi Manhinnick. And Taho is marking quite a remarkable milestone by graduating as an engineer from Auckland Uni, but her two sisters are also engineers who've done likewise. Really cool to have a kōrero with you, Taho. Tēnā koe. Ko dai o tēnei? Mihi ana kia koe.
Kia ora.
Hi.
Kia ora. Nei rata mihi kia koutou te mga whakarongo.
Kia ora. Yes. Great to talk with you. Congratulations. This is quite the milestone. I guess your folks wouldn't have any trouble getting things fixed around your house.
No, definitely not.
Because you've got that engineering mind, how things stitch together, which is so cool. Tell us about your journey, and already your two sisters have graduated with engineers. I hope they've been able to find a job, Te Aho. It's pretty tough out there.
Yeah, they have. My sister used to work for Metal Consultancy, but has decided to go travelling. And my other sister's also doing some research with our mother. So, yeah, definitely
some opportunities. You're graduating. I mean, this is the gown and the cap graduation. I'm assuming, when is that, or has it already occurred?
It's already occurred. It was on the 4th of May last week, so was able to celebrate with my family, and yeah, it was very fun.
Engineering has many different strands to it. I guess our minds go to bridge building or construction engineering, but there are specialty areas within the engineering discipline. What area did you focus on, Te Aho?
I did structural engineering, so that was based on, bridges, buildings, from one story all the way to multi-stories. But at the moment, I'm just working on retaining walls and that sort of vibe.
Which is okay. Tell us about the numbers. When you looked at your engineering class, how many wahine would have been in there? What sort of percentage of women making up in engineering studies, Te Aho?
Hard to maybe like 6 out of 30 in the I guess little classes, but in the lectures I would say 30 out of like 200, 300.
Mm-hmm.
So very small.
Still very much the minority. So what inspired you and your sisters to pursue engineering?
I guess for myself, I actually wanted to be a pilot, but then COVID happened and so I had to pivot. And Ngauri, my older sister, she heavily encouraged me to do engineering. And since I already had that interest in maths and physics, I thought I would do it. And I thought to myself, if my sisters can do it, then I can definitely do it. So it was definitely that. But in terms of whānau influence, I guess we didn't really have engineers in the family, but education is very important. So it wasn't a question about whether I would go to uni, but more what I would do. Yeah,
and I thank you for mentioning that too, because it can take sustained focus, and often that whānau support, which we can sometimes take for granted, is absolutely vital for getting across the line. It's a concerted effort of study across 3, maybe 4 years. So, the fact that you got through as your sisters did is a real credit to your whānau. Are there any Māori engineering rōpū that you might tap into or be supported by? I'm not familiar with one myself, but does one exist, Māori Engineers Association or whānau?
Yes, there is actually a Māori Engineering Association. It's SPIES, but it's Māori and Pacifica students that are all studying engineering over the 4 years. So it was something that I used in my second year because I didn't really know about it until my second year. But it's definitely been a great help to me, to, I guess, see other people in my sort of situation and be able to talk to people like me. Yeah.
Tēnā koe. You know, we know, Te Aho, that wahine bring special skills to the table, and that's any table. But do you prefer to look at engineering and to others to be gender neutral? Or do you think that there is something special that wahine can add to the engineering discipline?
I definitely think, we can bring our own views, our sort of own experiences, and be able to,
You're good. Just being yourself is really what this is all about. So you're designing bridges, walls. Look at what Heck Busby did. He was a bridge builder. And then he was able to morph that into designing Waka to travel the globe. So how are you hoping to utilise your engineering degree going forward, not just in Mahi? Do you have any other plans of where this journey might take you? Overseas or here or any ambitions to travel and use your engineering degree offshore?
Oh, definitely. I was thinking about going to Australia or like Japan. I just think it really just opens the door to go anywhere you want to go. And so I definitely love to travel. So being able to use that, but also being able to use that for my family, because we have a lot of we have land up north, so it'd be nice to be able to utilize that and give my sort of opinion to help grow that instead. Yeah,
you know, all of that planning, the structural considerations, etc., is so important. So I want to wish you well, and from afar, we all congratulate the Wehungi Mihinik clan and the success of your sisters. I hear that you're the brightest of the three. Good on you, sis. Hey, you've done your studies. You've just had your graduation. What does that mean? Can you rest for a bit, or have you got something else in mind? You're going to further your studies?
I'm currently working with a consultancy firm, so I just went straight back to work the next day. So no rest.
No rest.
Yeah.
Any further studies? You anticipate going back in to get some more advanced tertiary quals?
Not at the moment. Just focusing on working right now and enjoying working instead of studying. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you've heard that right. Lovely to meet you, and congratulations to you and your wonderful whānau. And big ups to not just you three wahine, but also that... the whānau who stood by you and celebrating your success. Mauri ora kākwe, te aho. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tēnā koe.
Thanks so much.
That's Te Aho Wehungi Mihinik, a remarkable milestone, graduating as an engineer from Auckland University.